The theme is all about loving yourself. Thank you, Rosie, too. That was awesome. I love myself the way I am. And Omi, I love you so much. That was great. And I'm thinking, oh, she's harmonizing with herself. And I look over and Karen's harmonizing with her. It's like, well, of course, she can't harmonize with herself. But that is, although we are harmonizing with ourselves, and that is why we are here today. Best day ever. Good morning. My name is Valerie Reeves. I am the spiritual director here, and it is my honor and pleasure to get to be here to share love and to give love. So just know that you're being flooded with love here because it's a wave of love happening. I'm excited about life. There's some really cool things going on. And when I see the beauty and the brilliance, like this wonderful, amazing music, beautiful people, and wonderful harmony and beautiful musicians, I'm just touched and overflowing. And then I always remember, you spot it, you got it. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. So I have to tell you, I always think about what is so on my mind. And what is so on my mind, three of my siblings live back in Nebraska. I have two younger brothers, a younger sister, and then my older sister is out here. But my youngest brother called me, and he loves to go to auctions. They always have these auctions, and he just gets all this stuff and then gives some stuff away, and I don't know what he does with all of it, but he's like, I bought an ambulance. I'm like, what? He said, yeah, it was only going for $400. He said, it is worth its weight in gold. I'm going to move it around town, park it in front of people's places. Give the townspeople something to talk about. Oh, did you see there was an ambulance over Pat's house? I'm like, what's going on? But sometimes we just want to do something fun like that. It's like just making life playful. And that song is so beautiful and brilliant. It's on one of your CDs that you have for sale back there, because I've listened to it several times, and it's like, I love that so much. It's one that you can just keep playing over and over, because the love is always right inside of us. Today's talk title is Build Your Tomorrows Today. Build our tomorrow today, because all there is today, because when it gets to tomorrow, of course, it's today. So planting the seeds, which was one of the other things my brother was tilling up for his garden, for the seeds that he's planting. And that's really what we're doing every single day with every single thought, every single belief, every single judgment that we have. We are planting some kind of seed. And it's like, oh, you know what? I may not have planted some good seeds. I might have planted some weeds. So we want to be very mindful of the things that we're planting in the deep consciousness of our rich subjective mind, because it's subject to whatever we're seeing, anything we're thinking, anything we're believing. In this teaching, we do teach that thoughts are things, and each one of us is creating the world with our thoughts. That's big. That's a lot. So definitely want to make sure that our thoughts are good and pure and amazing about ourselves, right? Yeah, so Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind. When we awaken to the divine within us, it will reach out and embrace everything around us. It will discover the same presence in people, events, and in all nature. For God is not separate from what it is doing. The divine life is in everyone and everything. He goes on to say, because that's in The Science of Mind, The Science of Mind textbook. He goes on to say in This Thing Called You, which is my favorite book ever because it's all about us, and he just writes all these brilliant things. We are all thinking, willing, knowing, conscious centers of life. We are surrounded by, immersed in, and there is a flowing through us, a creative something. Call it what you will. Call it spirit, call it Buddha, call it love, call it energy, call it whatever. Which then made me, as I was thinking about the energy that flows through us, I was thinking about this great story that I had heard about this wonderful, beautiful crystal river that was flowing so hard and so fast and so brilliantly. And all the creatures in the river were clinging to the edges, afraid of where the river was going to be taking them. So they're just clinging and clinging, afraid that they'll be pushed up against the rocks, that they'll be battered and bruised if they just let go. So they keep clinging onto the side. Well, one day one of the creatures says, you know what? I'm going to trust the flow of the river, and I'm going to let go. And everyone else is saying, no, no, no. You're going to be hurt. You don't know where the river goes. You don't know where you're going to end up. And he's like, but if I keep clinging, I'm going to be bored here. So he let go and was pushed around a little bit. But all of the other creatures were so amazed. And they're like, oh, the great one. The great creature that let go, and they started telling stories because this creature not only went with the flow and life was beautiful, but rose up and was able to continue on. And for years, the great creatures were telling stories of this wonderful creature that was able to go with the flow. And this great creature said, the things that I'm doing, you could let go too. You could go with the flow. This is the main story that most religions tell about the great Messiah. And it's like just letting go and going with the flow, with that energy, with that God source, with that spirit that's moving and directing us. And many times we want to cling on to the past because change, oh, it's so easy, right? Sometimes we're just, let me cling on to what I know and what I've been doing for years instead of letting go. Yet when we go inside and we listen to that spirit that's calling and guiding and directing us, because it's guiding and directing us every single day, go play, do more, laugh more, express. That's what we're here for. And many times we just want to hold on. I keep thinking that's why we call the Centers for Spiritual Living New Thought, because as we have a new thought, we get to move with that. So allow ourselves to have those new thoughts instead of clinging on to the old thoughts. Same thought, different day. And as they say, history repeats itself. Not really. Thoughts repeat themselves, because many times it's the different day, same thought. So seeing ourselves in a bigger light. And this morning when Rosie was reading, I Love Myself the Way I Am, which is such a brilliant song too. I Love Myself the Way I Am. I was thinking about all of the workshops that I do on forgiveness. And we know that things happen in mind first. It's like I can create a big story in my mind. And I was thinking the one step I haven't done with the self-forgiveness is to have a conversation in my mind with myself. Because I always talk about writing and ripping and letting go of the past. And because we have layers, sometimes we have to do it a time or two or 10. Dear so-and-so, blah, blah. But even writing a letter to ourselves and ripping it up and letting go of the past, and then in our mind's eye, having a conversation with ourselves, saying, I forgive you. I release the past. Because the more we drag the past with us, it blocks our flow of good. So if we can just jump in the river, let go, and go with the flow, because spirit is speaking to us always. It's just our blocks and our distractions, because it's really easy to get to, it's not my brother's ambulance, it's not. It's easy to get distracted with the things in life, something going on, squirrel, right? And if you haven't seen the movie Up, you got to watch it because it's all about the squirrel. And it's like a dog, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. Bright, shiny objects, pretty colors, yes. Anything that will pull our attention instead of setting in that quiet space and allowing everything to calm down and asking spirit the question, what is mine to do? And then doing it. Because sometimes it's like, nope, not going to hear that. Let's go do something that's going to keep me from having to listen to what spirit is calling me to do. The science of mind is like an operating manual. I'm going to read this because a brilliant mind wrote this. It's like we've been giving the most marvelous computer in the world, one whose capacity is infinite. Most of us were taught by our teachers and parents to use it as a calculator or at best a word processor. There's so much more that it can do, just like each one of us. The science of mind opens avenues and programs that we haven't even thought about. If we used according to the manual, it is the capacity to broaden our lives. So utilizing the science of mind, knowing that we couldn't have a thought of something that wasn't possible. Just like way back in the day when they were thinking about computers or they were thinking about putting a man on the moon, it's block because it was so out of the norm. It was something so big, even getting people to fly. When the Wright brothers were putting the planes together, it's like, no, you can't do that. Even their father said, if God meant us to fly, we would have had wings. So stepping out of the norm and saying anything is possible, regardless of our age, regardless of our color, regardless of our beliefs, we can have a new thought about ourselves, about life. Our thought patterns, like barriers. The barrier between you and your greater good are not barriers of themselves. They are accumulated thoughts. Ugh, our thoughts. You know, because a thought could just be something general, and then we keep thinking it until it becomes a barrier or a belief. And the more we can put those down and just be open, like a clean slate, let me just be open to the goodness that's flowing. Let me be open to the ideas of the infinite wisdom that's flowing. And part of that is setting our other stuff down, where we're not dragging our story with us. Because here's what happens, is we have a belief system. Here's my belief system. And then I find all the evidence to support it. And the evidence shows up because that's what I'm looking for. It's like if I told you to look around this room and I want you to take in mind everything in this room that's blue. Everything that's blue. Put it in your mind's eye. And then close your eyes and tell me everything in this room that's yellow. It's like, that's not what I focused on. So we have to be aware, what am I focusing on every day? Am I focusing on the good in me and the good in others? Or am I focusing on the negative? Because the more I look at the negative, the more I'm going to see that. Universe always says yes. It's going to support me in my beliefs and in my thoughts. And that's what's going to magnetize to me. So seeing ourselves in a new light with a new thought, because it's a new day, and as we're building our tomorrows, it's like, how do I want to be tomorrow? Let me be that and put that on today. And let me forgive myself of anything of the past. Let me be in that space of love and joy, dancing through life. Allow my soul to rise up, letting go of the thoughts of yesterday. Because boy, I don't know about any of you, but I can beat myself up with thoughts from yesterday, right? The coulda, woulda, shouldas. And we get on that coulda, woulda, shoulda train, and we can just beat ourselves up all day long. So putting that down, and it's becoming mindful. So we get to become mindful of everything that's going on. And then being in that gentle allowing space. It's told that when Martin Luther King was writing his speech, his great I Have a Dream speech, he didn't start until 10 o'clock that night. He had all of this, you know, all these people calling out for him. We need you to be the voice of all of us because we need something to transcend. And so he starts writing his speech, and he knew there were going to be millions of people watching him because it was going to be publicized, and he got to be the voice. And so there he is putting, I can't even imagine how much pressure one might put on themselves. So then he gets up and he starts and he's reading his speech, and about 10 minutes in, I mean, people are being nice, giving the applause, and then one of these great singers yelled out to him, Martin, tell him about the dream. Tell him about your dream. And that's when he pushed the papers aside. And he said, I have a dream. I have a dream. Ah. And then the brilliant words that went past and through that, having a dream to make life better, to be the leader, to be the thought person of everyone working together in beautiful harmony. Beautiful harmony. Just like it happened so eloquently this morning, because it's there ready to happen. It's just us getting old thoughts out of the way. So stepping into those new thoughts, those beautiful thoughts, those loving thoughts, and seeing the love and the divinity in everyone. And let me tell you, I have run into a few people that it was a little more of a challenge. I could see the divinity in them. I had gone out to dinner with my sister the other day, and the little hostess was just sitting at her space. How many? She didn't even look up. And so I did this many, so she would have to look up and make eye contact. She was not amused as she took us to our seat. And I'm thinking, Namaste, the divinity in me meets the divinity in you. And there are some people that it's like, namaste, namasko. The more we see the brilliance in the people in front of us, the easier it is to magnetize more of that. Because have you noticed that if you think something negative, it starts like tapping at your shoulder and you get more and more and more of that? That one person that just irritates you just shows up. So what I found is the best thing I can do is write and rip and then see them in my mind's eye coming to me saying, you're brilliant, you're amazing, I love that we're friends. Because it happens in mind first. We get to create our own life. And so as we write and rip to get any anger, any frustration, any of those layers of stuff off of us, to put it down, because sometimes you have to just acknowledge it to yourself, even if you don't acknowledge it to anyone else. And then, all right, let me put that down and let me go to the space of love. Let me go to that beautiful crystal river and let me cleanse everything within me, letting go of anything that doesn't serve me, because if it doesn't serve me, it's not serving humanity. It's not serving the universe. Let me put that down. And let me allow spirit to just go to that space of love, where I just see love in everyone and everything I meet. And then I have new evidence, because now I have a new belief system, so I'm going to find the evidence to support that, that there are loving, beautiful, amazing people full of love and joy that just want to express creatively, beautifully, brilliantly. And the more I let go of everything else and see only that, I get more of that. And because in this whole, I like to call it cosmic collective soup, each one of us is so important, every thought, every belief, because we're creating the world. So allowing the ripples of love to go out there into the universe. This last Tuesday when we had the coffee and conversations, last week's mission was to let your light shine. So I was asking people, how do you let your light shine? And I heard so many brilliant things that people are doing to allow their light to shine. Whether it be helping the neighbors, sending love, because we can just be where we are and send love out to the universe. And it's like a ripple that's being felt around the world, like the butterfly effect. They say even just a little change of a butterfly's wings can change the weather, can change the world. So think about what our thoughts do, which gets to that brilliant line from What the Bleep. And if you haven't seen What the Bleep, we'll probably do another movie showing soon with that, because I love that movie so much. What the Bleep, a documentary about the brilliance and about the cosmic consciousness that flows through each one of us. And how deep down the rabbit hole do we want to go? But they show some pictures that Emoto did with the water, where if you're giving beautiful water, which is, water's the most receptive element. It's the primary part of our body, because our bodies are primarily water. And under a microscope, he took pictures of water where people were saying, I love you, and it was beautiful. People saying, thank you. Beautiful. And then other blotches of water where Emoto saw that when you're saying, I hate you, I don't like you, the water looked ugly and mucky. And when I think about that, it's like, what is every thought? Because if a thought can do that to a drop of water, what is every thought doing to our body? Are we loving our bodies? Making peace with our bodies? Loving our spirit? Loving the essence of who we are? Or are we beating ourselves up all day? Well, that is not building the best tomorrow, so we're going to put that all aside. Maybe do some writing and ripping and let that go, and then see yourself in the spotlight of life with this wonderful, like a wonderful crystal river flowing down through you, a beautiful crystal light flowing through you, shining the magnificence of who you are. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind, and there's so much brilliant in there. The law of life is like a mirror. It reflects back to you the images of your thought in exactly the way you think them. The mirror of life. And so seeing the divinity in ourselves, seeing the divinity in others, is what we definitely want to do. So my charge for you, your mission, if you choose to accept it this week, is to really see the divinity in each and every person. Going to the namaste, the divinity in me celebrates the divinity of you. And as you run into people, if you notice that something else sparks up, do a little writing and ripping and let that go. And it's like, all right, let me try it again. So it's like going up to someone, it's like, hi, how you doing? Oh, hold on, let me just go write some things. Rip it up. Okay, let me try that again. Oh yeah, we got layers. Okay, let's do it again. I'm just kidding. But seeing the divinity in each and every person, knowing that everyone is an individualized creation of that beautiful spirit. So let's take these beautiful individualized creations that each of us are, the I am that we are, and go inside our heart of hearts, just closing our eyes to any distraction. Just breathing in the fullness of life, knowing that we are in this wonderful crystal river flow energy of life, that we just put everything aside, letting go of anything that doesn't serve us, being washed clean and free of thoughts that do not serve us. As we build our tomorrow, we know that every thought is important for a rich, beautiful harvest, for the most eloquent, beautiful life ever that we claim for ourselves. We plant those seeds today, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, that we just breathe that oneness, that goodness, that godness in, knowing that which breathes us is guiding and directing us. As we feel that connection with love, with spirit, as I speak my word and claim for each and every one of us that every cell is illuminated at a whole new level, a whole new light, that we just continue to release anything in our bodies, our hearts, our souls that are not serving us. Stepping into a new day, a new awakening, a new today. Knowing that life is good and life is very good as we plant these beautiful seeds for tomorrow of love, happiness, beautiful harmony. Knowing that regardless of anything that's going on, we can always go within. Have a new view, a new picture, a new idea. Knowing that that new idea supports and loves each and every person on this planet. Supports and loves us, guides us, directs us. Like the beautiful crystal river flowing, we are guided and directed with ease, with grace, with love, with joy. Letting go of any blocks as I step into gratitude. I am so grateful for this brilliant day, this beautiful life. As I just release my word into the action of the law, knowing all is well. As we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.